usually get people to think twice before they get in the car intoxicated. I think that's the message right there. Man, yeah. Because one thing, some people might be like, yeah, sure, whatever. Find me, put me in jail. But then you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to throw your wife in jail. Then it'd be like, oh, no. Good point. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Oh, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf real quick.
Traffic is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Slow traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. This is going to be in front of the Nature Preserve, as well as we had an accident at the intersection off of Grand Ridge Circle that's still showing some slowdowns. And we had a small accident at the intersection at Garcon Point Bridge as well off of 98. So seeing slowdowns there. I-10, slow traffic as you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard exit heading eastbound. It is backing up onto the Escambia Bay Bridge, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And on I-10, slow traffic as you are moving in the westbound direction right past 29. And lastly, accident on Pine Forest Road in the northbound direction just after Five Flags Speedway. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Before we get to top trending news here, a couple of the texts pertaining to the thoughts about legalizing marijuana being equal to alcohol and things like this. I was saying my recommendation is that we should have fines equivalent to whatever vehicle you're driving, like really make the fines heavy. And so the vehicle you're driving, say it's a $23,000 vehicle, your fine's $23,000. As a text says, for those DUI fines, I'd be good. I drive a hoopty. I love it. Yeah, and then got a caller says, instead of throwing you in jail for a DUI, some countries throw their wives in jail, like, or their spouse, and text her, hey, Bobby, I would choose jail. Yeah, I can see that as well. What if you don't want to have to breathe someone else's marijuana smoke, especially in apartments? There's one difference with alcohol. You have to be close to be affected by the odor. Yeah, that is, like, when I visit my brother in Manhattan, in New York, it's like, ooh. The apartment is like overwhelming. Like the whole Palmer complex is overwhelming with marijuana smoke. I mean, at least it's not like secondhand smoke with cigarettes used to be, but yeah, there is something with that. I see what you're saying. There'll probably be restrictions or something like that coming about. But I see what you're saying. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. The interim Uvalde, Texas police chief at the time of the Robb Elementary School shooting now resigning from the department. CNN today reporting Lieutenant Mariano Pargas is stepping down, and this is after footage was released this week that showed him being told several students were still alive in that classroom about 35 minutes before the gunman was killed. The outlet says that Pargas submitted retirement papers last week. Apparently, the city rescinded those papers after that video got out. The average 401k balance down, Bobby, 23% over the last year. Fidelity Investments says it now stands at just over $97,000. Despite that, the average 401k contribution rate still at just under 14%. And hey, there's a new option for the traveler that's always on the go, Bobby. Frontier Airlines is offering an unlimited flight pass, and it's on sale for $600. Apparently, it includes unlimited flights for an entire year. They're calling it the Go Wild Pass. And eventually they say the price on this is going to go up to $2,000. But if you get the pass, you can start using it May of next year. Unlimited flights. And Frontier does have flights out of Pensacola to Denver and Chicago.
Yeah, I checked this out earlier because I was like, what is this about? That seems a little crazy. There are a little bit of catches with it. One is you mentioned the $2,000 price. So basically you have till tomorrow to get it for $599, but it automatically renews at the normal price, which will be $2,000. And then, so you gotta, if you don't want to pay the $2,000 next year, you'll have to cancel ahead of time. But it's $599. And here's the thing, the big catch with this is you can only book the flight the day before you leave. So say you're planning on a Christmas trip and you're like, oh, I want to go to Christmas. I'm going to plan to leave on the 20th. Well, you got to book it on the 19th. Well, what if all the flights are taken? What if all the seats are taken on the 20th? Well, then you got to wait the next day and see if you can get one on the 21st. If all the seats are taken then, that's the catch right there, is the seats might be full by the time you need to make a, you know, schedule a flight. So still might be a good deal, though. Let's go right now, Bobby Ross. Oh, yeah, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Going to have your sports hit coming up here in a minute. And we got your top three stories coming up as well. Here's the text. It's Bobby, I don't know about this whole spouse in the jail thing. This is pertaining to somebody, a caller said that in some countries, they put your spouse in jail if you have a DUI. So he says, I don't know about the whole spouse in jail thing. I can see it now. Honey, you didn't cook dinner? Going to get a beer and the car keys. yeah, you said you're not in the mood? Hold on, I'll be back. I'm going to get beer and the car keys. You mean you want to cuddle and talk during Sunday night football? Yeah, I'm going to get a six-pack. Yeah. It might not work so well. Yeah, exactly. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you would like a pair of tickets to go see Rocky Mountain High Experience, a John Vent Denver Christmas starring Rick Shuler, well, we got a pair of tickets for you. It's going to be on Friday, November 25th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. So Black Friday gives you an opportunity to get ready for the holidays with a John Denver Christmas. Sounds pretty fun. So if you'd like those pair of tickets, just text in. Actually, since it's Christmas, let's text in Let It Snow. Text in Let It Snow, even though it won't snow down here. We actually don't want it to snow in Florida. That's not a good thing. But Let It Snow. Text in Let It Snow to 850-437-1620, and you could win a pair of tickets to go see that. One story I wasn't able to get to real quick. Mobile is looking to try to get a Trader Joe's. That's right. I guess the closest Trader Joe's to us would be Destin area, right? Or no, he's in Tallahassee. I think Tallahassee, right? Yeah, Tallahassee. So either that way or you got to go all the way the other way.
Yeah, I was going to say either Tallahassee or there might be one in New Orleans too. Still, both are right. Super far.
Both very, very far. So Mobile is working to create a grassroots effort to bring Trader Joe's to Mobile. And I'm Mobile? How about Pensacola? Think that would, what if Mobile got a Trader Joe's and we didn't? Come on. I mean, they do have Costco and we don't have Costco. We have BJ's and Sam's instead, and they have Costco over there, but that already is egregious. And then they would get a Trader Joe's too? I don't know about that. Well, somebody needs to get to DC Reeves. Get DC Reeves involved here. DC Reeves, did you hear the City of Mobile's? They actually have it on their Facebook page. They're trying to get Trader Joe's over there. Oh boy. So apparently there's a page. I didn't know this. There's a page on Trader Joe's website, a request a store page. And so the City of Mobile has posted on their Facebook page, for all the residents who follow the City of Mobile's Facebook page, they posted that link, request a Trader Joe's, and they're asking basically everybody to fill that request form out and just flood Trader Joe's with requests to get a Trader Joe's in Mobile. And, you know, I'm hoping that Trader Joe's looks at it and goes, we see your request. We're moving. We're going to go ahead and add a Trader Joe's about an hour away in Pensacola. That would be, there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. What's Trader Joe's? It's just a little small food market, grocery store, small food store. I like Trader Joe's. This guy, I like Trader Joe's a lot. It doesn't have a big selection by any means, but the food that they have is very good.
And so, for a good price for the most part.
Yes, and good pricing too. So it reminds me a little bit of Aldi, now that we have Aldi here, where Aldi has pretty good foods and pretty good stuff. Not a huge selection, but what you do have is a good price and it's good food. Trader Joe's is like that, but it's more organic and like vegan type of options would be the best way I could put it. It's not all vegan. It's like, I'm just saying, like what they have is either going to be organic, like organic beef and organic vegetables and fruits. And then they have a lot of vegan and vegetarian options and stuff like that too. So that's what Trader Joe's is. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you before we get to our sports hit. The Republicans laid out Biden investigations. Democrat-aligned groups promise a counteroffensive, though. FBI Director Wray blames the COVID school shutdowns for fueling juvenile crime sprees across the United States. And Nancy Pelosi is going ahead and stepping down from leadership roles in the House. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Slow-moving traffic northbound on Pine Forest. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is right off of Kershey Road. It's right near the Dollar General. And showing slowdowns backed up all the way to Five Flags Speedway. Still seeing slowdowns on I-10. It's going to be if you're heading eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Expect some slowdowns right after you get off the Escambia Bay Bridge and Highway 90. If you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, you're going to see slowdowns on the bridge. See something else on the road? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NFL is on Amazon Prime Video tonight at 7:15 with the Tennessee Titans taking on the Green Bay Packers. Go Titans. NHL hockey's on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock. The Florida Panthers are playing Dallas Stars. Also at 6 o'clock, Tampa Bay Lightning are playing Calgary. The NBA is not televised tonight. NCAA football is on ESPN with SMU playing number 21 Tulane. Earlier today, Murray State upset number 24 Texas A&M in basketball 88-79. And right now it's halftime with number 1 South Carolina in women's basketball beating Clemson by 30 points, 46-16. In sports news, the Browns and Bills game has been moved to Detroit. It has already started to snow in Buffalo, and they're getting this big lake effect snow. They're expecting to get 6 feet. So just to be prepared, they've just moved the game to Detroit. The Eagles have continued beefing up their defense after a terrible defensive performance and a lot of injuries. They reportedly have signed Ndamukong Suh to a one-year contract. And in baseball, the Texas Rangers are going to host the 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Texas. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman already won the Executive of the Year back in 2017, and now he's making another strong run for the award. At least he appears to be the most all-in executive. Philadelphia loses one game, and he's treating it like a four-alarm fire. Roseman signed Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph to help the run defense. We'll see if it all works out, but for now, Roseman is doing everything a fan base could possibly want from their general manager. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we do have coming up here your top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Plus, Bobby's brain tease is still coming up as well. Right now, let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, you know, gas prices have been on the rise lately, but they fell unexpectedly in century this week. Literally. North Escambia today reporting that a truck apparently hit a gas station price sign. This happened at the Marathon station on Highway 29. Apparently it knocked the sign down into the parking lot. FHP was investigating, but so far no word on how this accident happened.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And I heard there was a car that went into World Ford. Guy jumped the curb and actually hit World Ford's building, but there was a post, a metal post, that kept him from like actually entering into the building. But if he didn't hit that post, it would have, he would have drove his car right into the dealership.
Ooh.
So you hear about these happening sometimes with people, I don't know, their foot slips or what, but where they crash into
right.
these businesses. It's just kind of bizarre right there. So there was something else about that I was thinking. Oh, well. Top story on FoxNews.com. There is, you know, we mentioned this the other day because it was a top story on Fox News, but there was four University of Idaho students who were killed. And that community at University of Idaho is like, they're on edge right now. They are, they don't, because they have no, they basically don't have a suspect arrested. They said there's multiple people that they're looking at, but they don't have a main suspect yet. Now there is more details, and they're pretty gruesome. Apparently, these four college students were killed with a Rambo-style knife. And not to be too gruesome, but apparently there was a lot of blood. Let's just put it that way. The investigator said they've never seen such a gruesome crime scene before. They believe now it was a crime of passion, meaning the killer knew these individuals and was upset or something. Leading forensic pathologist has revealed a key clue, though, that could lead to the killer. In because they don't even have somebody yet. Kind of crazy. Then let's see here. Well, let me get traffic on the fives. I'll give you the other top stories at FoxNews.com.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Still seeing slowdowns on I-10 heading eastbound at Avalon Boulevard exit, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge. And we still have delays on Pine Forest. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest, you're going to see slow-moving traffic as you're passing the Five Flags Speedway. Once you get past Kersher Road, it's right near the Dollar General. That's where the scene of the accident is. It is smooth again, but just expect that patch of delays on Pine Forest northbound. Still seeing some slowdowns on 98 if you're heading eastbound into Tiger Point. It has improved greatly, really just seeing our typical traffic right now. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Nancy Pelosi gave her retirement speech today, her farewell speech, as a leader in Congress. She's going to remain in Congress as a congresswoman, but just no longer a in leadership roles. And she, in her speech, she ignored Trump, basically. She spoke of Bush, Obama, Biden. The one president she left out of her speech was Trump, not surprisingly. The one that she ripped up his State of the Union speech after he gave it. Remember that whole thing? Bill Clinton's link to disgraced crypto king who lost over $20 billion in a week. And that's another top stories on FoxNews.com. And then Elon Musk triggers liberals with email urging employees to get to work and to just show up to work. Those are some of the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And coming up here at the beginning of next hour, going to talk about Governor DeSantis's salary, how it compares to other governors' salary. Plus, we'll talk about household debt and what that might mean for the economy as well.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All righty. Italy has won more Best Foreign Language International Film Oscars than any other country. Italy has won 14. France is second with 12. The country with the most nominations but has not ever won is Israel. They've been nominated 10 times but have not won any. Three countries have a dragon on their flag. The country of Bhutan, Malta, and the country of Wales all have... Ooh, speaking of Wales, that's who the United States is playing in the first game of the World Cup. So that'll be interesting to watch. National Geographic has printed over 500 photos of women with bare breasts since they started in 1896. The average around 4 or 5 a year. Heinz ketchup exits its bottle at a 0.028 miles per hour speed. That is around the same speed as the average snail. So that explains the frustration with Heinz ketchup. The first movie sequel ever was The Fall of a Nation in 1916. It was a sequel to The Birth of a Nation in 1915. It's about how the heroic the KKK was after the Civil War, and it's considered one of the most racist movies in history. Sounds like it. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.